The cost-cutting plan is just one of the ways the Walker administration is looking to plug a $500 million shortfall in Wisconsin's Medicaid budget. It would move all families who earn more than the poverty level out of Badger Care Plus and onto a plan Department of Health Services Secretary Dennis Smith says more closely resembles the private sector.
So while they're paying more today, they are still getting a great deal compared to what a typical family would be paying for private sector coverage.
Smith wants to make additional changes, including one that would force families to take their employer's insurance if the premiums cost less than about 10% of their paychecks. He also wants the authority to kick people off Badger Care Plus for a year if they miss one premium payment.
That's a matter of fairness and equity to their neighbors.
The moves concern John Peacock, a health care and budget expert with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. Peacock says they would roll back reforms that date back to Governor Tommy Thompson's administration and make health insurance unaffordable for many people.
Unfortunately, state policymakers who aren't living paycheck to paycheck have little appreciation for just how difficult that is and for the fact that this is going to result in many of those people dropping coverage.
Many of the changes are contingent on the Walker administration receiving a waiver from President Obama's administration to deviate from the new federal health care law. If that waiver falls through, Secretary Smith says more than 53,000 people could lose Medicaid coverage altogether. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.